Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller, how's that?
Good, looks good. DiNapoli says as bad as the market crash was in 2008, it was a one-time event and the economy could start to revive from it. He says the pandemic could last for months, creating more anxiety and uncertainty and more shutdowns of the economy. His report finds potential deep deficits through this time next year. I spoke to him via Skype. So it's really pretty bleak, huh?
It's bleak. You know, we certainly know the money's not coming in for various reasons. You know, the economy basically being in a standstill, expenses going up. We do hope for, you know, some reimbursement from the federal government for the COVID-19 related expenses. But, you know, the help for taxpayers, allowing them to delay payment until July, also cuts off a significant source of revenue at this time of the year. And at the same time, we have months like May and June where there are big spending commitments, those entitled to refunds. There are big school aid payments, particularly in May and in June. So we're really facing a cash flow crunch in the short term. Depending on the timing of federal help and what form that will take, there may be some relief there. But obviously, in terms of impact on tax revenue, that's going to be with us, you know, for many more months to come, and probably is not just a 2020 challenge, it's going to be a 2021 challenge as well.
So just to be clear, the case facing the cash shortfall, it could come as early as when? Next month, June? Is there a set date?
Oh, you know, sooner. I mean, this first quarter, we start with some big payments. May particularly is a big school aid payment month, and we have a lot of money going out the door, right? You know, we're approving the emergency expenditures for personal protective equipment, ventilators, and so on. Again, some of that money will see reimbursement from the federal government. And we did see a big check as part of the response to the coronavirus pandemic last week that the state received. But, you know, a lot of money going out the door, people not working. So you're not working, you're not having your income taxes deducted. Sales tax revenue, very important revenue source to the state. Businesses are closed, sales tax isn't coming in. So you're having this escalating or cascading of revenue not coming in at the same time that we have the usual expenses and then some of these very important emergency expenses. Yeah. And that's really why one of the big takeaways from what we're saying is that we can't get through it without more support from Washington. And we know this week we see movement, more help for small businesses and for hospitals, but there really needs to be help directly for states that are facing big budget holes like New York, certainly and our localities as well.
But as of Wednesday, chances weakened for a federal bailout for states whose budgets have cratered since the coronavirus struck. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Hugh Hewitt radio show, said it might be better for states like New York to instead declare bankruptcy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt. Well, thanks very much for doing this.
Thanks, Karen. Stay well.